Welcome to TerryWilson3.com.
This is the Terry Wilson, really?
Hey, Tony, this is Terry Wilson with TerryWilson3.com. How are you?
You personally are calling me back.
Get ready to discover, develop, and monetize your skills and talents with Terry Wilson.
So we are back. This is episode 345, and we're in the studios. And guess who is on camera tonight? Who is that stranger in the hat? He's here. He's not just a mythical creature that we refer to. He's not the unicorn of TW3. He's actually in the house.
He's a real person.
I do exist.
We talked him into coming on the show tonight and actually being with us. So
these lights make me more pale than I actually am, so that's cool.
I don't know if they do that.
I don't know if they make you more pale.
I feel like they make my skin darker, so.
Oh, yeah. Then that's just me, I guess.
Well, the one and only Mr. Reagan. Reagan, thank you for being in the camera shot tonight.
Hey, everybody.
And so if you've got questions, make sure you send them in. If you've got shout-outs that you want to shout out to some of your clients, make sure that you get that in as well, and we'll be giving some shout-outs for you. A little later, and we are honored and actually not even qualified to have our next guest in, but we ain't ready for this.
Sorry, I don't mean to keep
the man, the legend, the way of life, the man all the way down in Charleston in a hotel room.
Charleston?
He's in Charleston
what?
Tonight.
I'm super jelly.
Well, he's a world traveler and extraordinary. Mr. Bill Perry, how you doing, Bill?
I'm great, Terry. Thanks. world traveler may be a little bit of a stretch, but we'll work with that.
Hey, man. We'll work with it. We'll get around it somehow, right?
I feel like Bill is like taking a Xanax or a shot of CBD. One or the other.
Now, Lindsay.
I wasn't even aware you could take a shot of CBD.
Don't go there. Mr. Bill's a man of stature that don't need to be. You know,
he's so zen though, like he's, super zen.
Yeah, well, he's got a chill about
zen?
It.
Zen.
That's
an interesting term, Lindsay. I don't know that anybody's ever appropriated that one in any kind of an introduction where I'm concerned.
So you'll have to exegete this audio file and let that be part of your intro role in your new show.
He's so zen. Here he is.
Mr. Zen himself. Well, guys, tonight we're talking about the courage to pursue. This is episode 345. Why is it so difficult for us to go after what we want sometimes? That's the standing question we're going to have in the room tonight. We're going to try to unpack that with Mr. Zen himself and see what, let him speak into this. For that matter, why is it difficult for us to even be honest that we want something? That, you know, sometimes that was one of the things I had to sort of overcome in my own personal life is having the courage to just say, you know, I'd really like to do this.
Yeah.
You know? And sometimes that's a hurdle. So we're going to be talking about that, and we're going to dig into it tonight. And to help me do that is our panel, of course, and Mr. Bill. Bill is the senior founder and senior consultant with the Now let me pronounce this correctly. Innovatus.
Oh, this is going to be fun. Go ahead, throw this one on here.
You know my background, Bill, so I can butcher any word, especially one that's got more than two syllables here. The consultant with Innovatus Group.
That's it. Just come on, man. That's awesome.
Hey, man, I'm from Rollerton. I got an L in mine. I'm high society. but he's launching a podcast. As a matter of fact, he's launching a podcast tomorrow, guys. And Bill, what's the you sent it to me and I didn't write it down. What's the address for that podcast?
Yeah, just very simply on iTunes or Stitcher or whatever your favorite podcast vehicle is. You can do a search for the Bill Perry Show and it should pop right up to the top. So.
Awesome. Well, I'm going to tell you guys, he is going to be dropping some value bombs in his podcast. And I mean, you want to get in on this podcast. He rocked the conference, Lindsay.
Absolutely.
He was the rock star.
Absolutely. That was the first time I had spoken at an event like that. And right. I was like, oh my goodness, I want to be like him.
I want to be
like Bill.
Well, I've always said when I grow up, I want to be just like Bill.
Yeah, I mean, I get
Lindsay,
it.
We better hold that thought. Moving right along, Carrie.
he's not going any further than that. He's just gonna keep it. Well, before we get into this, let's go ahead and do a little pause for the calls here so we can pay for the show. We are talking about last year's conference, of course, with Bill, but he's going to be at this year's conference, the 2019 conference. And I'm telling you guys, if there's anything you plan on doing this year to improve your life, to improve your business, to take your money, your business, your life to the next level, you will want to be at the Worth More Conference. You Are Worth More Conference, March 21st through the 23rd, and you can still get tickets. We've got a few left if you want them. They're over at worthmoreconference.com. That's worthmoreconference.com. I'm telling you, the greatest investment you'll ever make is an investment in your future, in your life, and improvement there. You can also get the book that inspired this conference and inspired this show. It's a little bit about my life story, about how a guy came in back in the late 80s, early 90s, and looked at me right across the fast food counter and said, you know, you are worth more. And he recruited me into direct sales. He was actually a recruit from a guy named Zig Ziglar. And so that's why you'll hear me quote Zig a lot, just because of the heritage and lineage I have there. But you can get my book, You Are Worth More, by going over to terrywilson3.com/worthmore. That's terrywilson3.com/worthmore. I've said it many times, earners are learners and leaders are readers. If you want to go to the next level, you do have to grow to the next level. And the way you do that is surrounding yourself with great content like Bill Perry's show, like this show and others. We offer free audiobooks by going over to terrywilson3.com/freebook. You can try a 30-day free trial with Audibles and other companies there. And then if you like it, you can keep it. But if you don't, you can cancel it and keep the free book that you downloaded. So it's a great offer over there at terrywilson3.com/freebook. And finally, the good book says, know those who labor among you. A lot of our recruits and trainers and members at TW3 are in the hiring space. They hire entrepreneurs for other companies and businesses. They hire laborers and they hire for their own agency. Maybe we've got a lot of insurance and real estate guys that use our platform. And the thing about it is, you know, in today's world, a resume looks great, but you need to dig a little deeper. And you can get a free background check over at terrywilson3.com/background. terrywilson3.com/background. Sort of know who you're hiring, who you're living beside, who you're going to church with. Just find out all kinds of stuff about people.
Who you're living beside. Whoa, whoa, whoa.
Yeah, I'm telling you, if someone had done that, I'd have never got in this neighborhood. So, Mr. Reagan. Uh-oh. Have we got shout-outs or anything we need to hit real quick?
Oh, we do. Gary wanted to make sure we give a big shout-out to Ashley Sheldon.
Ashley, is she the new elite that came in over the weekend? Okay, great, Ashley. I saw your enrollment come in while I was up in the big city. The town's so nice, they named it twice. I was actually up on the World Trade Center observation deck, One World Trade Center, and I saw that pop up.
So cool.
So I'll remember Ashley because I saw the enrollment while I was up on the observation deck.
So you actually got to go to the... The new
store. Yeah, cool. You know, we've been to the museum.
Yeah,
and saw all that. And if you've never been to the 9/11 museum, it is awesome.
Game changer.
It's a game changer. It makes what happened, what you saw on TV, come to life. I mean,
we want to take our kids. We want to do that as a homeschool field trip.
Yeah, it's worth it because it takes it from being a movie,
right,
to being a reality.
Yeah.
You know, because everything on TV is, it's just a movie. You know, it's not even real.
You can separate.
But boy, when you get there and you hear the stories and the lives and even talk to some of the people that work there.
Yeah.
I mean, it is just.
I feel like I would be a mess. Was Gina a mess?
We all were.
Yeah.
We all were. And the stories about people that came from around the country. I mean, that made pilgrimages up there to give of themselves, to do whatever they could. It's just, it reaffirms and sort of makes you feel better about humanity. Mm. So, you know, that when push comes to shove, there are some good people in the world and they pull together in travesties like that. But we've been there, and this year we did a little weekend excursion this weekend. Mm-hmm. And this was Gina's birthday present.
Yes.
And I said, we'll just take a little weekend. We went and watched a few shows and all that. And I went to Chinatown and went to Little Italy and... I'm not going to say how we got some of these gifts for the kids and stuff. They might be real. They might be. We don't know.
Nobody knows.
We don't ask, don't tell. That was our
It's not.
That was our position.
Callie's hat in Chinatown. That was so funny.
Oh, I'm telling you, it was just, we had a great time. But, you know, anyway, I'm going to remember Gary's enrollment because I saw it come through when I was up there.
Mark wanted to make sure we shouted out to Esmildo, Ashley Johnson, Liz Vega, and Shauna, too.
Guys, welcome aboard. Welcome aboard. You guys are with a great trainer, Mark. I mean, we're going to call him Captain Quackenbush, I believe. That's going to be... We got Gary Greenbacks. We got Captain Quackenbush. We got Bam Bam. We're going to have to come up with a nickname for everybody, I think, before it's over with.
And then real quick as well, Gary also wanted to shout out David Cantu and David Lund.
So. David's, the two Davids, Cantu and Lund.
Lund.
Yeah. Okay.
I'm shouting out to two people on the fence.
Two people on the fence. Is this sort of your, you know, soft way of just pushing them over?
Well, I want them to know that I care about them. Kevin and Paula, and then Rocky came on.
Oh,
Rocky
great.
Came on as a plus member.
Awesome.
So, and you rescind your shout out if
I might.
That's what I'm.
You're gonna rescind your shout out if they don't join. You're gonna take it back.
Yeah.
Well, we had a great time. We did a couple shows. I didn't get to do Hamilton. I wanted to do Hamilton, but the group voted me down.
I gotta know, how do you sit still for something like that? Like I can't even wrap my mind around sitting still for
the show.
For like how what, long 2 hours?
Well, I mean,
do you never go to the movies?
No, I don't. It's like
it's
prison.
Very difficult the if the show sucks, but if it's good, and these are on Broadway, so.
I don't care how good the movie
so they're
is.
All right.
The movies are prison.
They're not great.
They're not. They're better than what you'll see, you know, at the Isothermal Community College. But
Mom said you guys really enjoyed one of your shows that you went to, and I was curious to hear about this.
Yeah, I enjoyed both, but you know, the thing is, you got to sort of understand the nuance of some of the comedy.
Mm-hmm.
And so there were some problematic portions of the Book of Mormon. Okay, you know, so there's some things that if you didn't understand the context in which what was being said was said,
right.
It would be very easily offensive to people of faith.
Okay,
but you just got to understand, you know, the premise of what they're trying to convey.
Okay,
you know, but you know, there were some things that were just borderline, and I wouldn't necessarily recommend it to everyone, right. You know, but you know, in hindsight, I wish there's about two or three scenes I just like, yeah, they could have finessed that a little bit better,
right?
And it wouldn't have been, but overall,
as soon as you guys said what you were going to, I was like, you know, who made that, right? You're aware of the creators, like,
but you know, every belief system,
yeah,
if you study, you know, and I don't want to get into the weeds of anything, you know, controversial. But I just say, you know, a lot of belief systems have excesses, you know, things that are empirically you can say that doesn't resonate true. And mm-hmm. So they were poking fun at some excesses in certain particular worldviews, you know.
Gotcha.
And so because of that, you know, they didn't probably sharpen the knife as well as they should have. When they were surgically writing some of these jokes.
I gotcha. Okay.
So I'll just put it that way.
I mean, generally, I'm a fan of getting into the weeds. However.
Well, you know, it's just, this isn't that kind of show. You know? I understand. You well, shut up. Bill, she's making another weed joke. What do you do?
I'm keeping my mouth shut right here in Charleston, South Carolina. Simply going to be quiet until it's my turn to talk.
Okay? Legal weeds.
Bill's over there. I do have the right to remain silent.
Legalistic weeds.
My wife told me not to embarrass myself.
Yet you still came on.
That's right. Here we are.
I tell you. But hey. These guys, though, I'm telling you, I almost hired some of these folks in Chinatown.
Really?
You want to talk about aggressive salespeople.
Oh. To sell our system?
Oh, my word. You know, the running joke, they all made fun of me because you would go through and it would be whispering, hey, you want a bag? You want a watch? You got a bag? You want a bag? Gucci. And so the ladies stopped. And started entertaining, you know, what the person was trying to pitch.
Yeah.
And I kept saying, keep walking. I kept keep walking. And as soon as they did that, you know, it was like all of Chinatown saw, easy target. Easy targets.
And so here they come. Here they come.
I told him, you feed a stray cat, you're going to get a whole, you know. And so we had all of these people following us.
Oh,
you know,
gracious.
And so the girls were getting a little, you know.
Did they buy any bags?
No. Well, no. Not there. They went to a store.
Oh.
But they laughed at me because this lady kept pursuing me and to buy something. And so
we knew what that's what we knew it was about.
Yeah, you knew it was about. Couldn't have been about anything else.
I mean, there didn't need to be any clarity here. Come on now.
God, Lord. Thank you, son. But finally, they hear me saying, no means no.
Oh, no. You went there.
I went there. And they said, why did you do that? I said, because I have a 5-no limit. Because I've studied psychology and sales and all this, and I know to sell anything of any value, you have to ask for the sale 6 times. And she had already asked me 5, and I knew. She asked me one more, I'm going to be buying something.
Yeah.
All right, let me see it.
Sometimes you just buy it so they'll stop talking to you.
Oh, I she's going to wear me down, so someone had to stop this thing.
Yeah.
Because I know me.
I do like the idea.
I have no willpower.
I like the idea of on the 6th one, you're like, actually, that's a pretty good deal. Well, now I feel silly because I can't pass up on this.
So anyway, I finally said, you know, no means no. And that became the catchphrase of the whole weekend. The whole weekend. But anyway, it was a great time. Reagan, we got any questions before we get into this thing?
No, not so far. So.
Great. Well, I do have one question that was sent in. I want to read this and answer it. And so if you guys have any questions, in your bottom right-hand corner, there's a little icon that says Let's Chat. You can click on that, and it will pop up, and we'll answer any questions you have. But this comes in from Margaret. She says, Happy 2019, Terry. Kept looking for the information but could not locate it, so that's why I decided to email you, if you don't mind. I was listening to your podcast. And it mentioned about doing telephone work and getting paid whether or not you make a sale. Is that correct? Yes. I don't want to be quoting wrong. You're not. So if you could please, can you share how that is possible? Thank you so much and enjoy your days. Blessings to you and your family. Well, Margaret, thank you so much and blessings to you and your family throughout 2019. But let me go ahead and answer that. See, as a Plus member or an Elite member at TW3, you have contracts with what we call our RMPs, our referral marketing partners, okay? These are people that will pay you to generate leads for them, okay? And so when you generate a lead for them, you send it over there to them, and then they pay you for it. A quick example of that was just at the beginning of the show. If you'll notice, I was giving away audiobooks and other books, and by giving those away, I'm going to get paid from those companies through my podcasting. But we teach our members how to do that even on a call center type of business model. So it could work where you're advertising work from home jobs or hourly jobs or production based jobs. And so you're going through this interview process and you're showing people how they can go work for Lowe's or Home Depot or start driving a truck or becoming a shipping broker, you know, transportation broker. It doesn't matter. And it sort of puts you in sort of, I'm using the job space because that's the easiest one for people to wrap their heads around. But basically, you're not selling anything. You're giving value to people. You're getting them an interview with someone and you're getting paid for it. And through our process, we teach you that's a great way of vetting people and finding out where they're at, what do they want. And then if they're right for an entrepreneurial type business, then you recruit them into your insurance business, your real estate business, maybe the TW3 business or some other type of business. But through that process of you guys talking it out and the interview process that we lay out for you in our what we call a sales funnel, and a sales funnel is nothing more than a digital way of processing a lead, we show you how you can refer people out to other opportunities and get paid for it. So when you hear me talk about how to make money in our call center without ever having to sell anything, that is exactly what I'm talking about. So that's how you do that, Margaret. And thank you for your question. And so let's get into this thing. The topic tonight is pursuing, having the courage to pursue, having the courage to pursue things. And I want to open this thing up for our panel to discuss. You know, there's a lot of challenges that people are going to have in pursuing their dreams. And I would say the first challenge is having the courage to dream, the courage to have something that you want, the courage to want to pursue something. And I'll give a quick illustration of that. Growing up in Western North Carolina, my mother worked in the court system. And so I would be dropped off at after grammar school middle school, and then and first maybe the first part of high school before I got my license. But for the most part, the court system up there babysat me because that's where my mother worked. She worked in the criminal clerk's office, clerk system. So I would be dropped off, and I would sit on the back row of the courthouse there in the courtroom. And I would see all of these guys come in and talk, and they were dressed up nice in suits. And I didn't have an idea what they do. I just saw that they dressed nice, they drove nice cars, they were in a rather poor part of the state. You know, most people were factory workers and middle class. But here's somebody that they were clean all the time. They didn't have stuff all over them. They were dressed nice, and they spoke for a living. And so my whole thing was, one day I would like to just be able to talk, to speak, and make money.
And here we are.
Well, now you're getting to the end of the story. But the point is, I didn't know. But I would tell you, the first several years of my life, I was not able to do that simply because I didn't have the courage to say that's what I wanted to do. I felt like I had this thing in me like, well, who am I? Who would take me serious? You know, I'm just Joyce's son from yada, yada, yada. You know, and so that whole idea that, you know, I didn't even have the courage to say that's what I wanted.
That is breaking my mama heart right now.
But so many people are like that. There's so many people that, because I've talked to so many.
Yeah.
That the first part of pursuing what you want is having the courage to say, I want it. To say you're worthy enough. You can have it. That you can take yourself serious and you need to, so other people will.
Yeah.
And so that's why I spend so much time on that, because I know what it's like to feel like, well, you know, who am I? I mean, why would anyone listen to me? You know, and a gentleman that frequents our church, or he did while he was alive, and we run some of the circles our church is affiliated with, a gentleman, he's a minister. His name is Bobby Connor. He's not a golfer. He don't run a college in Greenville. It's not that Bobby Connor. But he came in one time at the church. He said, he looked at me, and it was during this time of, I was in this transitional period where we just lost our music business. And I had the confidence. See, I always had the confidence. I don't know why. It sounds weird, I know. But it never bothered me to get up with a horn in my face and just you play the trombone and or play the keyboard or the Hammond B3 or sing. I had never had a problem with that. It was just that idea of speaking. I don't know why.
With you on that, though. As a musician, I can sing and I can play keys in front of as many
security
people
blanket,
as you want.
For me, it was just a security blanket.
When you asked me to speak at the Elite Conference, I about died.
I know.
After singing and playing keyboard in front of people for my whole life.
Right.
So I get it.
It's just, I don't know. It's just weird.
Yeah.
But anyway, he looked at me and he says, you need to speak more. He just looked right at me, and I was like, well, okay.
Okay.
Whatever. But, you know, he like looked right into me, and he saw what I really wanted to do. You know, and it sounds weird to this day. People are like, how come Terry's not playing as much or doing this? Because I enjoyed that. That was fun. Yeah. But it was fun in a way of a hobby.
Gotcha.
This I'm passionate about.
Yeah.
The creating content, creating moving people with words, because I was always moved with words. I would get up there and I'd hear these lawyers make these eloquent, you know, talks about why their client was guilty or why the client was innocent or whatever. You know, I was sort of agnostic. I didn't care if he's innocent or guilty. I didn't sell me, baby. But, you know, and I grew up, I guess, because I'm a kid of the church. I grew up listening to some of these just wonderful speakers in the church world. And so that was just part of me. It just always resonated with me. But I never had the courage to say that's what I wanted to do. So I think I spent the first 20 years of my career, you know, pretending to be something I wasn't. Or not, I won't say pretending, but just not having the courage to pursue what it is I really wanted to do. And so that sort of helped me. And so I want to break this open. What do you guys, and I'll start with Bill. Bill, what do you think is some of the things that just holds us back from even having the courage to pursue what we want?
I know you've identified a couple of ideas, like the environment that we grow up in, some things of that nature. I think at times it comes down to boldly giving ourselves permission.
Yeah.
Because what you've described is something that I've had to wrestle with in the past. I did not come from incredibly successful beginnings. I came from a home where I was deeply loved, but you grow up in a particular mindset.
Right.
And you tend towards staying within the lane of that mindset as you move forward in your life. And there comes a time when you realize you are worth more. I don't want to just overstate the conference title, but you are worth more. There's something else inside of me. I was born for more than this. And beginning by a declaration of giving myself permission, I give myself permission to move beyond the environment that I grew up in, not despising that, but realizing there's more out there and I'm going to have to take some extraordinary steps to access it. So I think for me, Terry, it starts with simply giving myself permission.
Man, that's true. That's so true. You know, and it takes courage to get there. It takes a sort of a fortitude, but you just sort of have to, you have to, as David says, you know, build yourself up, you know, and just get to the point where, you know, if I want something more, if I want something different, then I got to be willing to do something and think different. And that's
absolutely. I think you've identified something as well. Sometimes we need that push from outside, and that's where community is incredibly important in the pursuit. As someone said recently, that you become like the five people that you spend the most time with.
Yeah.
And who we surround ourselves with, the voices that we surround ourselves with in the chase are vital. If you surround yourself with folks that are constantly diminishing your capacity or your ability, chances are you're going to be pulled right back down into the pot. But if you surround yourself with folks who believe you're worth more and they constantly encourage you to take the risks, step through the open doors, knock, see what gives. When we give ourselves to those kinds of communities, we give ourselves a fighting chance to experience the reality of our value.
Oh, man. That is so, you know, that whole dichotomy between being isolated and insulated. You know, you've got to be around that positive environment, but you'll never be, you know, you can't be isolated. We live in a toxic world. But you sure can insulate yourself from some of this toxic mentalities and behaviors and mindsets, because it's out there, man. Especially, and you TW3 members that are on here tonight, you know, I was talking to one on the phone today, and he's doing well. He's got several clients that he's just brought on. He's you know, I mean, he's just, business is taking off. And Lindsay, it was like we've talked about before. He unfortunately got that one guy.
Oh, the bad apple.
The bad apple. Oh. And in coaching and consulting and working with people, no matter what the context, you know, Bill shares some of the same background that I do with the, you know, in the church world, but it doesn't matter what world it's in, it's people.
Right.
And you're gonna have that guy or gal every once in a while that hears, sees, and grabs a hold of the hope that you're giving them.
Right.
But then the obstacle comes, the pushback comes,
they light the whole thing on fire.
And then
they want to take down everybody with them.
And then it comes to, you know, torch earth.
I mean, that was serious. And that was super discouraging because I intentionally surround myself with positive people.
Yeah.
Like people that are negative and live in a pit and stuff, I have secure boundaries in place.
You have to.
And so that was...
You can't isolate, but you got to insulate.
Right.
Because they'll bring you down if you're not careful.
I absolutely agree, which is why I called you slightly heartbroken.
Yeah. Well, you can't help it if you care for people.
Right.
If you genuinely care, I mean, when you're doing this for the right reasons, which you are.
Right.
Which a lot of our guys are. You want to see people go to the next
And time. I did. And I had even said, I see so much potential here.
Yeah.
Like, and that's what crushed me, is because he let an obstacle get in the way of his potential.
Yeah, it's discouraging. But you know what? It was a seed. We planted it. You planted it. And he's going to have to wrestle with this, because you know, it's the old adage, new levels, new devils. I mean, he's still at the level and he's still got to face this devil.
Right.
You know, because there's an old thing in scripture, and this isn't a religious show, guys, but, you know, I'm going to reference these things from time to time just because, well, that's what I do. But it says you can't pour new wine into old wineskin.
Yeah.
If you want the newness of things in your business, in your life, personal, professional, whatever it is, then the apparatus, the container, the yeah. thing that you're going to hold it in has got to change.
I agree. But and it's actually changed me as a coach.
You're a better person because you went through it.
Yeah. As a coach now, I have learned that managing expectations is really important. And
yes.
setting in place hypothetical timelines for the average learner is important.
Yes.
And so I speak to that for people that are on the fence and people that are seriously considering becoming one of my clients. I speak to that very specifically.
Yeah. 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 You have to. You know, even though we work in an entrepreneur space, mm-hmm. one of the things that an insurance company years ago taught me right when I was transitioning from music to insurance was this concept of contract to manage,
mm-hmm.
which is, yeah, you're an entrepreneur, you're independent, you're 1099.
Yeah.
But if you want to be part of our group, if you want to be part of our system, if you want to be part of the way we do business and have all the benefits of being within this organization,
mm-hmm.
then there needs to be a, you know, come to Jesus moment. We got to
right.
sit down, you know, and say, this is what you can expect from me. This is what I can expect from you. In
right.
other words, yeah, you're independent. Yeah, you're self-employed. Yeah, you know, we're not going to control you. We're not going to tell you where to be at what time, what to say, who to say. But there are going to be some overarching principles, guidelines,
yes.
expectations that we all have to agree on, or let's just not even do it.
Right.
Because
I've started talking about that. You know, this is what you can expect from me as a coach. This is the response times that I most of the time am able to stay inside of it. And I actually say like 24 hours when it's usually 2 hours.
Right.
You know, I really try to set those expectations way before we ever do business together.
You have to. You have to. Reagan, I see you typing over here. Do we need to stop and address anything? Or?
No, I mean, we have some questions, but it's not pertaining to this.
Oh, it's not pertaining.
I mean, they're
well,
good questions.
What would be the question if it's not?
No, I mean, we've got questions.
I know what one of those for. Questions is. They want to know how he got such beautiful hair. I saw him messing with it there just, you know, a few minutes ago. They're trying to figure out what kind of product line he's got.
It didn't come from his daddy, I'll tell you that right. It came from the other genetic side of the pool, I'll tell you that right now.
I got mom's hair for sure. People don't think we're related because my hair is not at all like yours. We've got a different body type.
Well,
how tall are you?
I'm going to say 6 foot now because I grew about an inch in the last year. So
you are definitely not mama's height.
No, I skipped that part, so that's yeah. pretty good.
Gina's about 4 inches away from North Carolina saying she has to be in a booster seat when she's in
Sweet
a car.
Sweet Gina.
Yeah, bless her heart.
Did she make it okay on the plane? Are the seats too big?
Were the seats too big?
No, I mean, she's so little.
Yeah, she is a little person.
Yeah, that is true.
Not a midget, a little person.
Hey, you can't say that.
You can.
Nobody,
say that.
Nobody's stopping you from saying it.
Yeah, but you shouldn't. So don't talk like that.
Politically incorrect.
Here we go. So anyway, we got Bill on, and I want to spend as much time as I can with him. But Bill, you've started a podcast, the BillPerry.com show, and you've been gracious enough to speak with us at our last conference. And so I want to open it up a little bit with you and see what's going on in your world. And in starting this podcast, how weird was it for you to sit there and talk to yourself in a room and stare at a clock?
Oh, it's been incredibly intimidating. I've been speaking publicly for the larger part of my 55 years, and to sit in a room and talk to the wall has been totally unnerving for me. You know, in all honesty, we launch tomorrow. And I'm trying to be very positive about tomorrow, but I'm thinking if people will just stay with this thing for about 3 more weeks.
Give me 3 weeks.
We're really going to get somewhere. So.
Well, that first show, you got to have your first sacrificial lamb, man. Listen, man, if you go back and listen to my first ones, you'll see that I really hadn't made that much progress, but I kept at it.
Anything to teach persistency.
Yeah. It's been a very interesting process. So, I started years ago when I was in junior high school, started in radio there in Rutherford County in North Carolina.
Oh, yeah.
And, I guess that I don't even think about that as having been talking to the wall. I mean, in reality, it was, but I had all those guys in the room with me. I mean, you had Van Halen and Journey and Molly Hatchet and all that crowd. You just never felt like you were alone. I don't know.
Dude, let me tell you, when Bobby told me I needed to start speaking more, that was 10 years ago. He told us that at Father's Vineyard. I immediately went home. I set up a card table in my walk-in closet, which was like a little 6x6 room. And for the next 5 years, I sat there and was talking to our jackets and our coats and everything else. And I wasn't even sophisticated enough to set up all the analytics and stuff, you know, that you've got in today's world. So I didn't know if I did, honest to Pete, I thought, you know, a few people at the church and my mother was the only people that was listening to this thing. You know, I had no idea. But then this business grew, and that's why it's sort of an inside joke. If you'll listen to our bumper sometimes, you'll hear this one person going, is this the Terry Wilson? And even Lindsay was talking about it before we got on the show. You would be amazed at the influence and the platform, it seems, that podcasting and online content gives you. So I think you're gonna find it very rewarding, especially with as much depth and content.
I'm gonna subscribe. Is it gonna be on iTunes?
Yeah, he's got it on iTunes.
Yep, okay. It's on iTunes, Stitcher, whatever vehicle folks typically use. Lindsay, they can access it through any of those vehicles.
Bill Perry.
The Bill Perry Show.
Okay, I'm checking to see if I can subscribe to it now.
Should be able to. It's a live link at this point.
Awesome.
So if it's not, we'll debug it right here on the air. We'll figure out.
All of a sudden, he's over here. Hold on a second.
He is familiar with our show.
He knows how this works, too.
I just subscribed. That was super quick and easy.
Isn't that cool?
Oh, yeah, thanks.
I'm in.
That's exciting. Thank you so much for your confidence. I hope it will be rewarded.
And I just rated you 5 stars.
There you go. She already knows you got a great show.
Well, yes. That's dishonest.
You and matter of fact, I want all of my members to go over there and go ahead and subscribe and rate, because I'm telling you, especially you guys that came to the conference, you know the quality of content that Bill's going to be giving.
You won't be sorry.
You won't be sorry. So get over there, subscribe, and make sure that you rate that show, and that way it'll help him out on his iTunes ratings and stuff like that. So let's get into this thing, Bill. First of all, tell us what the Innovatus Group is all about, brother.
Well, 10 years ago, I was serving as a pastor of a church there in the PD region of South Carolina. And my background is not ministry. My background is business. I was the chief operating officer for a marketing firm in Charlotte years ago, before I went into a season of occupational full-time ministry. And, you know, in all honesty, about 10 years ago, I started in the business world. I missed the pace.
Right.
And I thought, how can I get back in? So I had good opportunity to take some of what I had learned in terms of developing a healthy team to a number of friends who had small businesses. I said, let me test drive some of this stuff with your guys.
Right.
They did. I found out that I had a pretty good grace to help leaders find clarity, bring that to their teams, and then establish cultures that produce extraordinary results. And so I found a new river to swim in, and honestly, for me personally, found more fulfillment and more fruit in that arena than I experienced in the ministry world. And
sure.
So I've shifted gears. I'm no longer in full-time ministry. I'm doing this full-time, helping leaders and executive teams all over the Southeast develop crazy good working cultures for their employees. The employees are happier. The leaders are happier. And you'll see this and you'll hear it repeatedly in my podcast, but I'm convinced that if we can help you find a better version of you, then you can experience a better team, you'll experience a better business, and ultimately a better life.
Mm, good stuff. Absolutely. Well, you know, the thing that, and I don't know if you share this sentiment, but the thing I love about the business world as opposed to maybe the ministry culture is this just seems in business there's definition. Mm-hmm. There's definitive lines that sometimes gets lost in the ambiguity of things that can be spiritualized. So, and that's not me downing ministry at all. I mean, yeah. But I'm saying it as you really, really have to have a grace on you to be able to operate sometimes in that arena, because it's just the definitions and the lines can get so blurred. Mm-hmm. By other, not that they are, but the perception of them.
Right. Well, and the stuff that Bill does, the working through, you know, becoming a better version of you.
Yeah.
I love that stuff. My master's Absolutely. Is in communication. And so like communicating with yourself and figuring out your root issues is amazing. But I don't trust a lot of it because as a believer, I want to be walked through those steps by another believer. So like right. Bill's stuff just speaks to me.
Well, it's, you know,
so
good. You trust the root of it.
Right.
So you can eat the fruit of it.
Exactly. Right, exactly. Right.
Absolutely. And I wasn't trying to rhyme there, Reagan. So don't think your dad was trying to come up with some sort of rap or something.
I was just going to say nice.
Yes. There's nothing wrong with rapping. I rap when I walk up the street.
We can make time.
Good Lord.
We can find license-free beats here. Give me a second.
Hold on a second. I got some royalty-free beats here. Word. Well, Bill, you were at the conference this past year, and you were the rock star there. We did a form, and we asked everybody to fill it out and give us their feedback. What did you think? What did you like? What did you not like? Should we invite anybody? And so the only one that didn't want to come back was actually me. So we're going to have everyone. Ironically enough, just you put it together, okay? But no, seriously, they everyone it really enjoyed. And I don't know if you know this. I don't think, and if I've told you this, I apologize. But just so we say it on air, but I don't think I told Bill this. Two of the people that you worked with there at the conference are actually going to be speakers at this next conference. So that's the impact.
And have businesses that and have taken off.
And had businesses that have.
So he's got a proven track record.
Got a track record. So, you know, just for the people that are listening to the podcast here and watching us live, give us some thoughts on your experience from the conference this past year.
Yeah, well, you know, in terms of that success, I'm so thankful for the accolades. I do deeply appreciate that.
No, that's real. We're not just. We're not, yeah.
No, we don't.
Here's the reality of what we did with those guys. We simply walked them through a very practical framework where we helped them clarify some things about their message that were maybe obscured, which is one of the things that I do with a lot of my clients. And I think when you find clarity, when you connect more deeply with your passion, you automatically give yourself permission to go to the next level. You discover your value in a different way. And I so appreciated last year's conference, not just the moments that we had in the meetings, but what I love about these conferences is a lot of activity that's taking place between the sessions. And there is so much innovation. There's so much creative thought exchanged. And I think, honestly, and Terry, you know this as well as I do. I mean, conferences are incredibly valuable in terms of the content
sure.
that we can access. But I get more personally when I attend an event out of the interchange that occurs between the sessions. And I watched a lot of that happen last year, and it was so encouraging.
Absolutely. Yeah, and it goes back to, you know, what you were talking about earlier in this earlier segment about, you know, your environment. And one of the things to change your environment is get around people that are like-minded. I mean, that's, to be honest, that's the power of the church. I mean, that's the same yes. principle.
Totally,
you
know, agree.
It's the power, it's getting around those like-minded people that are going in the same direction, have the same mm-hmm. set of values, and yeah. coming up with a strategy that we can all agree on.
What's that verse, do not give up meeting together? I think that can be applicable to all
Even
places.
Even in business, forsake not the assembling of, yeah.
Oh, wait, you got the KJV?
Yeah, I'm sorry. Let's get out of that. I'll go off the rails. Quit doing that to me because you know it's like catnip. Good night. Well,
now you're on the weed stuff. Catnip, weed. Yeah.
You caught me.
Let's ask Bill. What version of the Bible do you read, Bill?
Don't do that to him.
That's okay.
No, Lindsay.
There's nothing wrong with whatever version you're attached to. I'm just curious.
You know what I'm really enjoying right now and have been for a couple of years? My particular version pretty frequently because I want to keep it fresh. I love what Eugene Peterson did with his translation in the Message.
Yeah. That's a good one.
Yeah.
That is a very good one. It's very fresh.
So.
That's a good one. It is a good one. What can we expect from your time with us in Greenville in the next coming 2 months when you're there, Bill? What can the people expect to hear from the man, Bill Perry, when he gets there?
Well, I think in keeping with the vision, Terry, that you have laid out in terms of you are worth more, one of the things that I've learned over the years is that we typically carry some hidden constraints, whether it comes, again, from our environment or broken belief systems, things that do not serve our ultimate success well. We all carry these hidden constraints somehow. And so my hope from my time and my contribution this year is to walk the attendees through, again, very simple process. I'm not a complicated guy. I don't have time to develop complicated stuff, and I honestly don't have enough sense to maintain it. But some very simple processes of identifying what one author called upper limit problems. And it's when you reach a certain point of success, you're about to break through, and every time you get to this place, there's some type of setback. There's an accident. Right. There's an injury. There's some kind of debilitating thought process that kicks in, arguments with coworkers. There's always seems to be you reach a certain point and you're capped there. I want to get us to a place where we can break through some of those caps. We want to identify some of these upper limit problems that people wrestle with. And really get to a place where we take this idea that we are worth more and we go to the next level.
And I want to stop you right there just for a second, Bill, and I want to drive this home for our members for just a second, because what you just said set me off about this upper limit thing and how you're going to be speaking on it. Guys, how that manifests itself in TW3, if you're a coach or a trainer at TW3 or onboarding, is, you know, you're going to be given all of these new strategies and software and systems. And if you're hitting what Bill is exposing here, this upper limit, then all of a sudden you get frustrated because it's not being picked up on real quick or not quick enough. And all of a sudden you throw your hands up and you quit and you go on to the next thing. And you get into that whole shiny object syndrome thing where, well, let's just find the next thing that's coming past that's supposed to be the hottest, greatest, latest thing. And it's so discouraging for me to see so many people with great potential, great aptitude, great ability to really see their business and their income and their life take off. But because, you know, a little simple thing is how do I fix my blog trips them up because they've spent their lives beating the pavement, knocking on doors.
I'm with your soapbox. I have to tell you something.
I'm sorry. I don't mean to get on soapbox.
No, go ahead. I'm
and I see your hand. Do I need to see your hand? I see your hand. But Bill is exactly, you know, because people can hear him and other people that are coaches and consultants that really dig deep into mindset stuff, and they go, well, how does that apply to me? I'll tell you how it applies to you. You get in a business, you can't figure out how to use the software, and all of a sudden you just start, well, it's a, yeah.
Yeah.
You know, and you go, that is a mindset issue.
It is.
That's not a technical problem. That's a thinking problem.
I have the most perfect example to demonstrate that. So today I was sitting down. I had blocked off an hour in my schedule and I was determined that I was going to start gearing my business towards insurance agents because I really feel like what we have to offer is super valuable to them.
Sure.
And so I had spoken to you last week about some strategy and I was sitting down to create that very, very specific sales funnel.
Right.
I got stuck in the weeds and I felt completely overwhelmed for a minute. And my temptation was, I got Terry's cell phone number and I got Reagan's cell phone number.
I know them personally. I live beside them.
I could walk to their house.
Right, and say, get off the couch, Wilson.
But I said, you know what? I'm going to keep trying because number one, I want to be proud of how I did this on my own.
Right.
And number two, I'm going to feel so great about it if I figure this out without blowing up their phones.
Right.
And I did it.
That's awesome.
And I felt so good about it.
Well, it's like anything else. And yeah. Bill's alluding to it from more a mindset philosophical framework. But that he speaks of is got a pragmatic, practical, you can feel it, tangible effect on your life. Yep. And whether it be, you know, online marketing, whether it be, well, I just, you know, I'm talking to a bunch of people. I've got all this stuff because I've got guys that are technical that can just knock this stuff out. But then they get in front of the people.
See, a lot of people are very highly skilled in one world or the other.
Right.
And so for me, I love to talk to people. Sure. I love it.
Right. You're the people person.
The technical part, though, it really takes all of me.
That's where the friction's at.
Yep.
But that's where that growth has to happen.
Yes, it was a challenge that I needed to face to grow.
And growth can't happen unless there's that infrastructure, that mindset that undergirds it so that it can happen.
And now I can speak to my clients.
So when you guys hear Bill talk about, you know, upper limits and things of that nature, it is right on point.
It's real.
Mark had a pretty good note that he sent in. I was wanting to read it. He said, Bill did make a huge difference in how I was going to move forward with my business. My message to my clients became much more clear. And as a result, many people would want to work with me because they understood that it was my heart to see them grow. Mm. And I mean, that's
Mark.
We know Mark personally, but like his business really did take off. Like that's
so I don't know, Bill, when you were speaking at the conference if you remember the room, sitting to your right hand, the gentleman that you worked with, that was Mark. And I'm going to tell you.
Oh, no, I remember Mark very well. Yeah.
Mark is going to be a platform speaker and trainer this conference. His business has absolutely exploded. He's on target to make a little over 120 for his first year in the business. And he's got plans. And I've looked at the plans. He's going to be making probably $250,000 this coming year.
I'm not surprised by that at all.
And it's
he's got so much potential.
Terry, let me ask.
Go ahead.
Can I ask you a quick question?
Yes.
Have you, as sort of the head of this particular enterprise, have you personally imposed any limits on how much any of your participants can make while working within the constraints of your system?
Just Reagan.
And River.
No, and River. But no, absolutely not. Not even him. I'm joking, of course. But no.
No. So the point is, if there are any constraints that people feel towards where they can take this, where they can go as entrepreneurs, it simply exists somewhere within the structure of their mind. Very often, we don't see those things at work. We're surprised when we get taken out at specific times and really don't even make the connection that, hey, every time I get to this point, something happens. And we're going to go after that in a pretty healthy way in March.
Man, I can't wait. I can't wait. Like I said, last year was awesome. And the value you brought was just, you know, immense. And I know you're going to be there this year to just drop more value bombs and just detonate some potential in people, man.
It's boom, shakalaka.
Boom, shakalaka. it's going to be awesome. And guys, you've been listening to Bill Perry at thebillperryshow.com. You get over there and subscribe right now and go ahead and give him 5 stars based on me telling you he's worth 5 stars.
For those of you who are technology challenged like myself,
yes,
there is an app on your iPhone and it's called Podcast. And you just search The Bill Perry Show.
Oh, thank you.
I'm preaching right now, y'all.
Yeah, go ahead.
Just search The Bill Perry Show. Go ahead and give him 5 stars because you trust me.
That's right.
I would not lead you wrong.
We would not lead you astray. I'm telling you, this guy, he's there. Just sowing good stuff, and you'll want to be around it. And I don't know if it was Seth Godin. I think it's Guy Kawasaki or Seth Godin who says, and I quote it all the time, Bill quoted it, not you are the sum total of 5 people you hang around most. And so get around good people. Get around people that's going to encourage you, that's going to inspire you, that's going to compel you, that's going to challenge you to take your life to new levels because you are worth more. And so, Reagan, before we get off of here, do we have any questions we want to hit? I know we've been talking a little bit tonight, and so I want to make sure all of our guests and members get their questions answered.
Yeah, we got a couple.
Okay, go ahead. Hit me.
This one comes from Ryan. He said, I'm interested in the business, but what if you're broke? How can you get started?
Oh, Ryan, you're my type of guy. Broke, busted, disgusted, but hungry. So here's what you do. You become an affiliate. It doesn't cost anything to start with TW3. You can just become an affiliate of ours. You start reselling our system and then cash flow your business. That's all you got to do. The reason we set this thing up is because the good book says if someone comes begging for bread, knocking at the door, wanting to do something, we want to have something there for you. So you can go to affiliatewithtw.com. That's affiliatewithtw.com. And start as an affiliate. And you're not going to make what a member makes. But here's the reason why members make more. Because after you sell a system, what we're selling is technology, systems, software, training. Someone has got to train these folks. And it won't be me because I'm playing golf. So, no, I'm joking. I do.
You're in New York.
I'm in New York playing. No, I'm kidding. A little bit. I'm kidding a little bit. But no, we give our members the lion's share of the profits so that they can coach them and train them and help them and lead them along the way. And then we're there to offer ticket support when, you know, you're watching a training video by yours truly and I say something that just doesn't make sense, which does happen. Occasionally.
No.
Yeah. Sometimes my dialect hides more than it reveals. But, you know, you can send in a ticket and say, hey, you know, that redneck said this. What in the world is he talking
about? It was buttery smooth. I didn't understand a word of it.
Yeah. It sounded good and it rhymed, but I don't know what he's talking about. So you can send in a ticket and they will bring clarity.
Have linguists in the back.
Yeah, we have linguistical support, you know, for the trainer here. But you can ask ticket support. We have membership trainings on Wednesday night when you become a member. But when you become an affiliate, your trainer is actually the one helping you. And we don't recommend this unless it's right for you. But we do have financing options, of course. But you need to make sure and do due diligence and find out if that's the thing right for you. We do have some people that start with us just financing our system, but we don't push that unless you think it's a thing that's right for you and you can talk to one of your trainers and they can give you more information on that. But yeah, you can become an affiliate for free and then start, or you can finance with one of your trainers. And by the way, that's how one of the cash or income streams of our members is they get paid to originate loans. For people to sell the system if they're Plus or Elite members. So it's a good business. Any other?
Yeah, got one more. So I feel like this one came from somebody that saw an ad. Might not line up exactly with our business, but I felt like it'd be good to address.
Yeah.
It says, is it correct that the VM broadcast marketing service can be sold a la carte with $600 commission per closed account as referenced in a Craigslist ad I saw? Pretty sure this wasn't for our business.
That ain't from our business.
Yeah, but just in case there's any confusion, it's not us. Yeah,
clear it up.
That's not us. What we do, we have a suite of software solutions to build your business on and market your business. One of them is a voice broadcast dialer, but you have to be a Plus member or better to use that because we offer training on how to use it. Not to get too deep in the weeds here, but there are FCC regulations that you have to be compliant with to use these. Otherwise, you could get in big, big trouble. And we don't want you getting in trouble, and we definitely don't want you getting us in trouble. And so we don't just free will. I know there's a lot of folks out there that just free willy-nilly, you know, you can, some of these guys from overseas, in other countries can offer these what they call black hat options. We don't do that because we're a big target. We've been online for 10 years, and that's one of the things we tell our members, that you can rest assured when you sell our system, you're selling something that's legal, compliant, and got the support behind it. So I don't know where they saw that, but you have to be a member. Now, you can buy the service. Did someone just fall or die? Or
sounds like there was the keys.
Something just went off. We are podcasting from a house here.
Everybody's eyes went.
Yeah. What just happened? You can buy the service from one of our members, and they can offer voice broadcasting as a service for you, but they've got the software, and they're doing it for you. They can do that because that's one of the income streams that our members have, is they will sell marketing services for people. And they get it's no secret, but if you're a member, you can dial 1,000 people for $38. That includes the data, the list, everything about it. And then we've got guys that are selling this service for a couple hundred dollars to $300 per thousand, and that's their margin, and they're making money. And that's a deal, because you can't go to USA Data, Melissa Data, Sales Genie, any of these companies, and buy a data list that's filtered and scrubbed for any less than $100. Our members get the data list and the dials for as low as $38 per thousand. So it's a pretty good deal.
Cool. And then I think this is the last question. This one's from Jane. Does Bill have an Android app? So I think the Android has a podcast.
Android's got a podcasting app, but I don't know what it is. Do you know what it is, Bill?
Stitcher, potentially.
Stitcher, yeah.
Cool.
Yeah.
Yep.
So, yeah, go to your Android store and download the Stitcher app, or go to Stitcher.com. And download the I'm trying to mute the mic when he coughs.
Get those germs away.
Yeah, keep those.
Makes up for the audio to see my face.
Yeah. But you can go to your Android store and download the Stitcher app, or go to Stitcher.com, and probably they'll have a hyperlink there. And by the way, TerryWilson3.com's podcast is on Stitcher, iTunes, and those as well. And we're about to be on Spotify. We're about to add.
Turn up.
Yep.
Yeah, about to get on Spotify. Hey, man, well, we're serious about this.
Yeah, I see that.
And by the way, I mean, if you feel so inclined, you could leave us some positive feedback at iTunes as well.
Please, but, please.
Don't feel obligated. Feel obligated about Bill, not ours. Anyway, well, any closing thoughts there, Bill, before we get off of here?
No, I've really enjoyed the time. Looking forward to hanging out with you guys in March in Greenville. We're going to have a great time. Again, I love to be around guys that are thinking ahead, thinking more. Just keep pushing the limits.
Absolutely. And you can go over and get the tickets now at worthmoreconference.com. That's worthmoreconference.com. We've got one more ticket for the private mixer that we're having, Bill. We're limiting it to 25 people, but 25 people can come in and sit down and just hang out with us and ask us any questions if they want, you know, in an evening. And I'm gonna buy them a drink, a Coca-Cola or milk.
Am I invited to this, or is that a?
I don't know. I haven't decided on it yet.
It's a surprise. So people can get the ticket, wondering if Reagan's gonna be there.
Yeah. Cool. Well, do you want to go?
Yeah, I'll go.
Okay. Well,
I'd like to go.
Yeah. Reagan will be there too.
Hey, how about that? Watch it sell out now.
No, yeah, now he's going to want to split the commission on it. Hey, they only came to see me, Dad. You know? It's obvious.
Gary wanted to make sure that he said we let Bill know that he was looking forward to seeing him.
So Gary Greenbacks is looking forward to see you there, Bill, as well. So Gary was the one that did the training on the script and everything. Yep. And matter of fact, Bill, I remember he leaned over and his what he just said was brilliant. I don't even know if he knows that or not. Do you remember that?
I do.
So the feeling is mutual, I'm sure. So listen, guys, go over to thebillperryshow.com and make sure you sign up. Conference tickets are at worthmoreconference.com. Make sure you get them before they're sold out. We only got a few left. So don't wait the last minute, or you will unfortunately not be able to come, because we're finalizing on the room there in Greenville that we're going to get. And once we finalize on that, it is done. If you want to get text alert to this podcast so that you know, and I do a little impromptu live streaming during the week, and it's just me. I'm not fortunate enough to have Lindsay and Reagan in the studio with me, but I'm just there and answering questions. Make sure you text the word. This is a word. Use the @ at TW3 podcast. That's the word. Text that word to this number, 81010. That's 810. So if you get your phone out right now, Lindsay, go to your text app.
Okay.
And type in, like you're texting me or something, where it says 2, just type in 81010.
But I already did this.
No, you did.
Yeah, I did. I'm signed up.
Are you? Do you get my text? See, I don't think you do, because I think what you did was you typed at TW3 podcast up there with the number. And that's why you didn't get it.
81010.
Did I mess this up? I did it right.
Did you really?
Yeah.
It's 81010.
Yep. You type in the number you're texting is 81010. And then in the text message, put in @ TW3 podcast.
That's exactly what I did, and I don't get your text. So
something happened.
Something went wrong.
Is there any
something
caps
that something went awry.
Is it caps or lowercase?
It's all lowercase. At TW3 podcast. Let's see here. Remind places frequent at TW3 podcast. Remind, please reply with this full name to join. You got to reply.
Oh.
You got to okay. See, it's the direction says to reply.
I didn't read the directions.
See, if you don't, you got to reply.
So you have to reply. Yeah, tell everybody. Because
you got to follow the instructions. See,
oh, I didn't follow the directions.
Bill.
I'm sorry.
Can Bill, do you have any time to spend with Lindsay at the conference?
I'm in timeout.
So anyway, yeah, this has been The Courage to Pursue More, episode 345. You can get us at Stitcher, at iTunes. You can sign up for our iTunes account at TerryWilson3.com/iTunes. It's TerryWilson3.com/iTunes. Until next time, we will see you later.
Thank you for listening to our show today at TerryWilson3.com. If you would like more information on how we can take your money, your business, and your life to the next level, then please visit us online at TerryWilson3.com or call 800-673-1728.
This is the Terry Wilson. Really? I'm excited, Terry. I want to get started here.
Is this a celebrity, Terry Wilson?
Oh, my word.
How you doing, sir?
Dude, don't even go there. I've been listening to this for a while, and I'm finally like, okay, guys, what a privilege. I mean...